Welcome to our week 3 exercise in crafting your purpose. This week we're looking at your remarkable people, making deposits in the lives of wonderful people who have made your life great. So in the beginning of this exercise, we're going to be jumping in, and the first part of the exercise is to make a list of 10 to 15 people who have really made a difference in your life in the last year. So on the exercise, you can go ahead and write down between 10 and 15 different people. And think about people who have really impacted you, helped you, supported you, and made your life awesome this year. In the second part of the exercise, we're going to think creatively about ways you might be able to thank them or help them. Here are some fun ideas. You could write them a letter, take them to lunch, send them a gift card in a letter or a thank you card, that might include maybe a $5 gift card to their favorite place for coffee. You could take them on a trip, pay them a visit, send them flowers, or maybe send them a book that you think they'd like. Refer someone to them, maybe like a client, or send work to them in general. Introduce someone that you think could be helpful to them. Use a skill that you have to build something for them. Those are just some fun ideas. In this part of the exercise, think about creative ways that you might be able to help them, something that's unique that you can do. In the third part of the exercise, you're going to pick two people that you'd like to thank or help in the next week. These activities don't need to be huge. They can be simple. Something like sending them an article or an email or a thank you note. They could also be something bigger, like taking them on a special trip or taking them out to lunch. But in the second part, you pick four people that you'd like to thank or help in the next month. And this is where you could actually spend more time preparing. Maybe you would like to go on a trip with someone or meet up with them or do something fun together. Look at the list above at the top and then pick four people to thank in the next month and two people that you'd like to thank or help in the next week. As I mentioned in the introduction video, the point of this exercise, like Aesop's fable of the golden goose and like Stephen Covey talks about in the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People in the relationship bank account example, it's important to make deposits into the relationships in your life. Often we can make withdrawals and forget that you can't make withdrawal after withdrawal if you haven't made a deposit in an account. So this is a fun way in this week to reflect on the people that are most important to you, make meaningful deposits in those relationships, and reconnect with the people who matter to you most. I hope this activity is helpful for you. And I look forward to hearing how it goes. Have a great week.